لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. According to the person's responsibility in a world, in a job, in a workplace, before he steps in, he already understands what's the portfolio, what is required of him, and what's going to be the result. Even if something is difficult, but it is known that after the difficulty there's promotion, the difficulty becomes easy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that there will be certain people who will have to go through punishment. May Allah save us all. But that person who will be going through that punishment, to make it easy for him, the angel will say to him that, you know, your day of paradise is written. And he will be shown his paradise, that that's for you. But you'll have to just get cleansed. It is mentioned that just that scene of paradise and that dream that I'm going to get it will even make the punishment become easy for you. Just because of that thought, I'm coming out. We entered this world when thought was given to all of us. This thought was, tilka darul akhirah, that me and you created for that world. Because that was written as your object, your result. So our example becomes very similar to an example of, today in the morning we were having breakfast, this thought came to my mind, I mentioned it, I will repeat it. A king and a queen are blessed with a child. It will either be a boy who you're going to call the prince, or it will be a girl who's the princess. Because this is the only child, and the father knows that the day I leave my throne, this boy is going to become the king. This girl will get married to another prince and she will be the queen. How do you create a king and a queen? Just being born to a king doesn't make a man a king. A king is a person who can live up to the responsibilities of being a king. If that child has to be pampered in the castle of the king, he will never become a king. He might sit on his father's throne and he will ruin the entire kingdom. How many a time we have heard that the workers in a business say that we love the boss, we make dua for him. But the son of the boss, we just hate him. Why? Because the boss, he grew up with the workers and the business. He went through difficulty, so he knows the meaning of difficulty. As for the son, he was pampered from day one. If he never saw difficulty, he can't relate with difficulty. It's a normal law. A king, if he wants his son to rule, he will have to send his son to another place. And he will have to say, my son, in my love for you, but because you are born to be a king, you cannot grow up in front of me. Even in front of me, if I tell you carry a bag, the servants will pick it up. You will never get strength. You will never get muscle. You will never learn what it is to cry. You will never learn what it is to laugh. You won't know what it is to be hungry and then what it is to be full. You will be living as a king. You will wake up late. You will sleep when you want to. You will have no responsibility. If I have to leave you like that, you are not fit to be a king. In the love of a king, the father has to say to the son, I need you to grow up somewhere else. Where somewhere else is, you will have to go out in battle. Where others are falling, you will also have to fall. Where the enemy attacks, you must also be attacked. Because the day you have to rule, only that man can rule who once was ruled upon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا حليم إلا ذو عسرة. That a tolerant man you will never find, unless once upon a time he also slipped. Meaning if I slip, then I know what it is to make a mistake and what it is to be shouted. This man, when somebody else makes a mistake, he will hold himself. He will say, it's not so easy on the ground. Sitting in an air-conditioned office is very easy to make a law. The people on the ground have to do it. The man who once upon a time was on the ground knows that laws are easy, applying laws are difficult. He has mercy. A man who was hungry will feel hungry when others are hungry, even if he got food in front. A man who never saw hunger. So when that boy is sent, what's going to happen? Those people are going to be told, no one must know he's a prince. Because if anyone knows he's a prince, they'll make his khidmat. So the day you become the king, think of us. No one must know he's a prince. Treat him like a normal person. And the main minister might be told, and actually take work from him which you don't take from others. He has to grow up to be a king. He has to be more stronger than every other, more braver than every other, more wiser than every other. That's a king. And the girl, a girl is delicate. But if she is born to be a queen, they have to send her also. If she never learned how to cook, she can't become a wife. You want to pamper your daughter so much that my wife, she had no mother. She grew up the hard way. She did everything in the house. So my daughters now, she said she will never let them see a difficult day. So in the day when they wake up, she's making the beds. They want to enter the kitchen. She says, no, no, you go and study. Don't worry. I'll look after the kitchen. I will make your food. I will clean the bathroom. I will do everything. Why? She has to say, oh my daughter, if you want to run a house one day, you'll have to learn how to run this house. As soon as you come of age, she has to tell the daughter, you want to go study, no problem. But when you come back home, there's no running in your room on the computer. You will have to look after the kitchen while I'm still alive. Because if you can't learn how to run the kitchen under the supervision of your mother, you will not manage to run your own kitchen one day. Whoever pampered over the limit spoiled the life of their own child. But the queen will say, my daughter, I cannot keep you even in front of me. Because even if I tell you do, somebody else is going to run and say, how can you be sweeping? So the queen will have to say, I'll send you somewhere else. And again there they will say, and no one must know this girl is a princess. Only two people now. The prince knows he is a prince, and the princess knows she is a princess. Because of which, if that prince is sent out with somebody else to go some hard labor, as they're climbing that mountain, and the friend of the prince says that life is terrible, then the prince, because he knows he's a prince, will say to him that, you know what, a few days of patience, very soon something's going to happen. And he even knows the day I become a king, I will call you also, and you'll become my minister. But he can't tell. But the point that he remembers is, I'm a prince, it removes all depression. And the princess is also milking a cow, and her friend is sitting with her, and she says, what a life this is. Were we born for this, to milk a cow? And as the princess, she milks, she smiles, and she says, one day life is going to change. The one who knows he's a prince and the girl who knows she's a princess, they will go through the mountains of this world. They will climb to the top. They will milk when you have to milk. They will see times when there's poverty, times when there's difficulty. But they will always keep a smile on their face. Why? Because they will say, I was only sent here so I can get my position soon. I am born to be the king. I am born to be the queen. Tilka darul akhirah means, you were created for another world. But for you to be the king and queen of that world, you had to go through difficulty. I have to go through difficulty. You have to go. This world is not going to be such, whether I am good or I am bad, problems will come to everyone in this world. The one who runs away from Allah, the one who runs to Allah. Deen is not to give us an easy life, but deen is to make life easy. There's a world of difference between the two. Me and you want an easy life. Easy life means I wake up with wealth, I sleep with wealth. Sickness doesn't visit me in the morning, it doesn't visit me at night. I never hear of someone dying, I never hear of an accident. We're dreaming of Jannah. That is Jannah. That's when I become the king. Then I will say, so and so do this for me. So and so do this. In this world, my every desire is not going to be fulfilled. Why? Because I'm not yet allowed to sit on the throne of the king. For me to get that throne, I have been told, climb the mountain. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drew a box. In the box, he drew a line. And what a place he drew it. He drew it at the graveyard. That's the unique place to give this lesson. That box is the direction or the shape of a grave also. And wherever you run, one day you're going to be locked up in your grave. He drew a line in the box. He said, this is man. He drew a line going out of the box. He said, this is the hopes of man. He says, man always thinks I'm going to reach there, but your box is already written for you. We're only going so far. Then he drew small lines towards the middle line. Small lines from the under, small lines from on top. Some lines touched the line. Some lines were not touching the line. He said, these are the problems of life. Some might just miss you, but some are going to get you. No one is going to get away from all. But because me and you, we know we created to be the king and queen, we can tell our friend who complains about life, that what a terrible life, it's a few days of patience, soon we're getting out of this box. Our throne has been written, that's the meaning of tilka darul akhirah, that that is the world which has been written for the one, لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ أُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ, who is not bothered of becoming the king in this world. The one who wants to be the king here, this world can't make even a king a king. Have you ever visited a king? The throne and the crown is so heavy that itself has given him a headache. The minister of the king might sleep easy, the king can't sleep. The king can't trust his minister. He doesn't know who to trust around him. Do you think to be a king in this world is easy? Ask any boss, when you ask how's life, he'll say, his workers never ever do what you want them to do. No man in this world can say this is the world. You got wealth, you got problems. You got poverty, you also got problems. You got health, you got problems. You got sickness, you got problems. If a man is wealthy, every day he's looking behind. But what if I am kidnapped or someone in my family is kidnapped? Do you think such a world got any taste? That man wants to drink that sherbet, but he thinks, what if I get sugar diabetes? Or if I really got it, will my levels go up? The man who wants to eat that one more fruit says, will my body allow it or not? In this world, we are walking in a box. This world has nothing in the box but trouble. Some will miss us, some are going to get. Do me and you really want to be the king of the box? We have been written for another world. A world where kingship and queenship will come without any difficulty. A world where it will be said to man that in this world, I, meaning Allah, wanted certain things from you. It was against your desire. But because you understood you have been created for another world, like that prince, you think it's easy for him when the father said, I'm sending you. Do you think it's easy for him to see his mother and say, goodbye, my mother? The only thing that makes him walk that road smiling is to say, I was born to be a king. To take my place on the throne, I'll have to do it like this. When he hugs the mother, she also cries, but she says, my son, for the role that has been written for you, it's worth it. Sacrifice is worth it. When man will understand what that position will come, when it will be said, that in this world I, meaning Allah, wanted from you and you did. You were the slave and I was the master. When man enters paradise, so to say, it will be said, now in paradise you are the master. In paradise man will just think and it will be created. Man will not know what to think. It will be told to them, why don't you order this? This will be created. It will be happiness with no sadness. It will be life with no death. It will be youth with no old age. It will be day, there won't be a thing of night. It will be happiness and a level of more happiness and a level of a higher, and it will never end. Man every now and then will be asked by Almighty Allah, oh my servant, are you happy? Have you ever tried and asked your wife that question? What answer you think? The first day she might make a mistake and say, gee, ask the second time. She'll be already in her mind, say, what did I do? Next time you ask me, I will say, yes, but. That if this one thing can come right, this world is like this. No woman can live up to the expectations of her husband. And no man will be able to fulfill every expectation of his wife. In this world where they say, get what you want, that word get what you want means spoil your marriage life. When the woman looks at her husband, she says, why is he so fat? Why couldn't he be thin like that other man? Why is he so poor? Why couldn't he be rich like the other man? If she thinks that this is the world where she was meant to be the queen, her married life won't take place. She looked for an easy life. Deen never came to give an easy life. Deen came to make life easy. And if the thought came in her, that here I was created as a princess, there I'm going to be the queen. But the princess has to be patient. And the queen will get whatever she asks. Must I spoil my kingdom there for a few days here? It is not worth it. Then she will look at the husband and the husband will look at his wife. And however he finds her, he will say, oh Allah, right it was that a prince in a land where learning to be a prince not supposed to have any wife. There was not supposed to be any partner. You gave me a partner in a world where there is not supposed to be a partner. You gave me the enjoyment to satiate, fulfill my lust. Perhaps she is not the prettiest of women, but she is a girl in the ending. Had Allah wanted, He would have said to me and you, remain like a priest till the day you die. You want to be a monk? Don't get married, you'll get it in the year after. It was not said. It was said, you get hungry, eat. A prince is not supposed to be eating. He is supposed to say, make patience until you eat. Allah said to me and you, kulu washrabu, that I'll allow you to eat, but not everything you want to eat. I'll allow you to drink, but not everything you want you to drink. I will allow you to have relations, but your every desire this world is not going to fulfill. If we go out looking for it in this world, we will collapse our marriage, we will collapse our life, and we will lose our kingdom also. And if we are happy to be in the box, and to say, I am created to get out of the box, during the time when difficulties come, in every difficulty I will see myself as a prince or princess making one more step up my ladder. And when I reach that position and my Allah says that you have done what you needed to do, now come home, for me and you that is death. For me and you that is death. Out of the box. Happily I will go, happily. At that time I won't cry and say, how can I leave my wife? All my life when I was alive, I was saying, I hope she dies, I can marry somebody else. Now I'm saying, how can I live? Happily I live, that while I had her, I appreciated her. While I had it, I appreciated. I had a father, I appreciated. I had a son, I appreciated. Otherwise, me and you live a life. While we got it, we fight with it. And the day we lose it, we cry. Deen came to make life easy. It never promised an easy life. Life is going to come with its problems. But the promise of you born to be a king will make every problem easier. May Allah Tabarakala let us walk in this path. Always with that. That you have been born to be a king. But to be a king, you'll have to go through it also. May Allah Tabarakala make this world the easiest of worlds for all of us. May Allah give us izzat. afiyat, rahat, sukoon, the best of this world. But we always add it with the dua that, oh Allah, but not at the expense of my yaftah. Not at the expense of my yaftah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.